Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Christy Jordan. She's the executive director for Chalk It Up. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, heading towards Labor Day weekend, that means Chalk It Up season, right? Saturday, September 4th through Monday the 6th at Fremont Park. Details are online at chalkitup.org. Things were a little different last year. Thank you, COVID. And that was unfortunate because it was your 30th anniversary. But this year, the 31st Chalk It Up Festival, you're bringing it all back. Now, let's say I'm brand new to Sacramento, Christy. What's happening Labor Day weekend?
Well, thanks for asking, because it's the best weekend of the year. For our 31st annual Chalk It Up Chalk Art and Music Festival, a person new to the area will find local food vendors and craft vendors, three full days of live local music from a stage, and that music is very diverse, all local musicians, and then the art. Chalk art will just explode on the sidewalks all around Fremont Park. And these are artists, some who are professionals, some amateurs, graphic artists, tattoo artists, fine artists, who get down on the ground with chalk and make stunning works of art on the sidewalks around Fremont Park. And then also throughout the city, we've got little walking maps planned where people can walk around and see all the artwork. It's really a weekend celebration of our local arts and arts community and, of course, for Chalk It Up to celebrate arts education.
One of my favorite things is those 3D chalk art. Holy smokes, that stuff looks so real.
It is just amazing to me. I have zero art talent, which I'm just a fangirl for the artist.
Right.
And there are so many spectacular. There's one particular artist, Nestor Mendoza. He has been working with colors to simulate metallics or chrome. And he's making things on the sidewalk that look like three-dimensional metal sculptures. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know I've seen some. You look like you're getting ready to fall into a hole or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, pretty spectacular. Well, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, boy, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I can't afford to bring the whole family. You've got some good news, right?
We do. And this is really a point of pride for us because we are one of the last 100% free family-friendly festivals in Sacramento. We're proud of that. We work hard on that. We are so grateful to all of the sponsors. Whether a person is spending a couple hundred dollars to sponsor one of the sidewalk squares or to our bigger corporate and regional sponsors who donate to our organization to help keep this festival free. There is no admission. Everyone's welcome.
Well, speaking of sponsors, they're the backbone of an organization like yours. Let's give them a little love right now, Christy.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Taco Bell Cantina, Downtown Sacramento Partnership, they have sponsored chalk squares beginning in Old Sacramento waterfront region all the way to the Capitol. So a person could really walk along and see art that's sponsored by Downtown Sacramento. We're so appreciative to have them back. We've got Smud, of course, who have always been sponsors of the arts, and we appreciate them. GoGo, Sacramento Regional Transit, Sacramento County Department of Parks, with their message, Life Looks Good on You, and this is about water safety awareness and life jacket awareness. We are so grateful for all of those major sponsors. They're really the backbone of why we're able to keep this festival free here in our 31st year.
And since we've got some time between now and Labor Day weekend, if someone's listening right now and they'd like to sponsor, I bet you'd welcome them, right, Christy?
Absolutely. We never say no to that sponsorship. And even if it's a community person or an organization or a local business that would like to sponsor a chalk square at Fremont Park, it's $250. And a business can really show their support for art and the artistic economy and the artist community in Sacramento and they can either bring their own artist or we can match them with one of our chalk artists to create something spectacular with their name on it. It's great. Such a great opportunity to, again, show that support of the art and be a part of this really magical Sacramento tradition.
And if somebody wants to find out more, they can go to chalkitup.org.
That's right. Click the festival button and they can see how to sign up to volunteer to help out or to sponsor a chalk square or to sign up to be an artist.
Fantastic. One thing that some people don't realize is when you put on an event like Chalk It Up, you need insurance. A lot of that revolves around health and safety. So how are you guys dealing with the ever-changing COVID protocols?
You know, it's a great question, and it's sure been on our mind over the last year and a half, but especially over the last 6 weeks as we're seeing the Delta variant. One of the things that we've had to do this year, which is disappointing for us, but we have pulled back on our organized kids' activities. We've really prided ourselves on having stations where kids can create works of art or crafts on the spot, and we've decided it's not a good time for us to have group activities.
Right.
We know that kids are safe out in open spaces, and we know that the most vulnerable among us should be masked, especially if we're not vaccinated yet, but we are not going to have those organized kids' activities just to be safe. I am pleased to say that we have great spacing. This is an all-outdoor park. And the way we position the park this year makes for plenty of space for families to find a place in the shade, to sit and watch the bands, to walk around and look at the art. And we will have a station where kids of all ages can come and pick up a free piece of chalk or two so they can contribute to the sidewalk inside the park and add to the creation, but without really promoting intimate gathering of kids who don't know each other.
You guys are playing it safe.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And then, of course, whether it's our beer garden staff or our merchandise tent staff or, of course, all of our food vendors, everyone in the service end of things will be masked for everyone's protection.
Well, I've got kind of a devil's advocate question for you, Christy. Why chalk art?
Why chalk art? Ooh, okay, I love this question. I love this question because when I just started attending Chalk It Up and then became a volunteer, I didn't quite get it either. But I do now. Every kiddo has a bucket of chalk art at home. Most kiddos do, and they do a hopscotch or do designs on their sidewalk.
Right.
It seems like a very basic, simple thing.
Right.
And when you take an artist who works in other mediums through the year, these are artists that are paid for their work, that do commission work, and they get down on the ground using that simple tool that we are all so accustomed to and show the beauty they can make, I think it is just inspiring. Chalk It Up's goal is to inspire and support the next generation of artists. One of the things that does that is showing these spectacular works of art that can be made on the sidewalk using those same tools that all of our kids have at home. It's really quite moving.
Yeah, on a personal note, one of the highlights of my entire COVID experience was when my friends Jenny and Brian stopped by and they just did this beautiful drawing in my driveway. And so we came out, and it's funny because we caught him right in the act, and we went out there and saw him doing it. It's just, you know, what a great way to pay it forward and just kind of say hello.
It really is. And, you know, one of the things that we had to do last year, because we knew we couldn't have the big festival at the park, is we pivoted to sort of this virtual / around the town theme.
Right.
So we spread the chalk out all over the town, and so we didn't have a big festival in one park. And so we learned so much from that. So we're pleased to include that this year, too. So we've got maybe artists who want to just work from their own neighborhood or their own residential area, residential park, and then artists that are going to be in front of local area businesses and business districts. So, again, Fremont Park, the home of all the festival with the local food and all the live music, but people can go out and see chalk art as part of the Chalk It Up weekend throughout Sacramento. And our digital map is amazing. People can pull it up on their phone and follow a little map to walk through and see all the chalk art. It's really incredible.
I think you guys started that last year, right, where homeowners and businesses can get involved. So like you said, it's not just at Fremont Park. It's going to be all through the area.
It is. And so we're seeing businesses beginning sort of in Old Sacramento Riverfront and running through downtown Sacramento and then through Midtown, but also in Natoma. And towards the south area of Land Park and Rancho Cordova, and even in West Sacramento, different businesses or organizations participating by sponsoring a chalk square and having the art be in their local neighborhood or community or in front of their business. And then we also have the independent artists. These are people that might want to just be a part of Chalk It Up but might not be a professional artist or might not want to participate on such a grand sponsored scale, and they work on their own in front of their home or in their residential district, and then we create a special gallery for the home artist as well to feature on our website so that everybody can be a part of Chalk It Up, whether or not they can come and participate at the park. And that's something we learned last year, and so pleased to carry that through for this year. So we want to thank our artists and business community for helping us figure out how to make that happen. It's really become an important feature to our event.
Well, my neighbor's grandkids have been practicing, too, in my driveway, and I'm not sure if we can call it art yet, but, hey, you know, they're a future Chalk It Up artist living right next
yes.
door.
Art is in the eye of the beholder, so we celebrate all skill levels, absolutely. It's all in the spirit of doing it.
That's right. Kids of all ages, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, Christy, how does the festival help Chalk It Up support youth art education?
Thank you so much for asking that. So we're known for this festival that takes the full 3 days plus all the planning. But through the rest of the year, we do what we can to support the next generation of artists. And that means organizations that offer art components and actually giving grants to art teachers. So at our festival this year, we will award grants to 4 different programs, 3 classroom teachers and 1 community organization that are providing an artistic component to their education. If you're a first-year teacher, for example, let's say you teach kindergarten, and you might have a budget from your school of $100 to get art supplies for your classroom. And these teachers spend a lot of money out of pocket. So if we can give somebody a couple $100 to help supplement that, we feel that's a job well done. We also see programs for schools that want to have some muraling to really help identify and bring together their school community. So if we can find money to support that program by supplying all the equipment and then paying for them to have an artist to come out and lead all their volunteers, that's a really special program for us. So we're always giving money. We have 2 grant cycles a year, and we encourage everybody to apply on our website. It gives the dates that the grant portal is open. And we're always looking for interesting ways to support youth arts education and the next generation of artists. Another program I'm proud of, if you don't mind me going on, is the High School Self-Portrait Program. This was the 20th anniversary of the High School Self-Portrait Show. And this is where local area high school teachers assign their students a self-portrait project. And then the teachers take their top work and submit it for this show. And we put on a full gallery experience for these kids in Midtown Sacramento. So we have the gallery up for a month, and we have a second Saturday open house and reception, and we provide awards for best in show and best in medium. The work is incredible, and especially this last year, many of these kids had never been in school. These are kids that are taking art via Zoom.
Right.
And to see that work and to see the talent and the creativity in our region's high school kids, it is just really moving and exciting. We're really proud of having been a part of that show for so long and looking forward to next spring 2022 for the 21st High School Self-Portrait Show.
That's great. Going back to what you said about teachers, too, my dad and my sister are both teachers. That's the one profession that is so crucial. And yet most teachers are underpaid, and yet they have to come out of pocket for a lot of what they need.
They do. One of the things they say is teaching is the only profession where you steal supplies from home to take to work. and we laugh at it, but we see it. And if a teacher, let's say they just wanted to buy some simple journal books and some nice pastels for each student, if they have 30 kids, that's going to cost them, you know, $30, $35 per student. They
right.
just don't have the budget for that. So we're happy to come in and fill in those blanks. We're not giving out tens of thousands of dollars per grant. These are micro grants just meant to really help to inspire and help a classroom or organization meet that kind of artistic component.
You guys are definitely making a difference, no question about it. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Christy Jordan. She's the executive director for Chalk It Up Labor Day weekend at Fremont Park. Details online at chalkitup.org. Well, we were talking about the grants. How much has Chalk It Up granted over the 31-year history?
Oh, we're well over $100,000. I was just going through, kind of looking at who has received grants and how much. We've given grants to local children's museums and community organizations, as well as PTOs and PTA and given money directly to schools. One in particular that I think of is Bella Vista High School. They're one of the last schools in the region that has a glass art program. And people are not teaching glass art. So they have a glass kiln. Students make things out of glass and fire it in the kiln. And that teacher has provided a very meager budget just to buy supplies for her students. So it was really moving to us to be able to help to fund that program. Again, not to start a program, but to keep a program like that alive so that she could afford to hold a couple of classes for these high school kids to explore glass creation.
Well, Christy, the festival usually features a three-day lineup of some amazing local music. Who's going to be a part of the festival this year?
We have such an enviable lineup for all 3 days. We have about 10 groups each day. They start at around 11 o'clock each day and, of course, finish up at 6 p.m. when our festival ends. As is tradition with Chalk It Up, we always start our festival on Saturday morning with a band from Girls Rock. Girls Rock is a nonprofit organization that makes sure that girls know how to rock. And so this year we've got a band called Anemic. And these are campers and junior leaders from the Girls Rock Summer Music Education and Empowerment Program. So they will kick off our festival.
Let me just stop you right there and tell you what a big fan I am of Larissa and Lainey.
Excellent. We love that. Yes, they are wonderful. And then through each day, we've got fantastic, very diverse music, whether it's alt country or indie or punk rock, hip hop, jazz. We've got all kinds of stuff. Our closer on Saturday is local band Dog Party. They're about to go on a national tour. They're going to start with us, and the day after they play here, they're off to start the first night on their big tour with a bunch of other headlining alt and punk rock bands. So we're thrilled to have Dog Party. Dog Party has been playing Chalk It Up since they were young in middle school, and now they're college graduates and still out there making it happen. They're fantastic. We have got Loose Engines, who are fantastic.
Those guys are great.
Playing. They are really great. They've played for us for a couple of years. They do covers and originals. We've got regional favorites. The Brodies are going to be closing out Sunday night. The Brodies, who do their original music, and also they do this wonderful kind of a 15-minute medley of 80s sort of new wave tunes that they rock out to, that it's always a huge crowd pleaser.
Nice.
For jazz, we've got the Crescent Cats, which are kind of a Dixieland-style jazz. We also have a local high school band, the River City High School Big Band, who do a big band with brass and drums and do kind of Latin jazz as well as some R&B. They're really one of the top local high school bands in our region, so we're always excited to have them. To finish off our event on Monday night, we've got J. Ross Pirelli with the brass band from BTU Arts. BTU Arts is an arts education company. They bring kind of hip-hop and spoken word art to local schools. J. Ross Pirelli is a rapper, and she is going to be rapping in front of this big brass band. It is something not to miss. They're really incredible. Last thing I really want to mention, Mariachi Bonita. This is an all-female mariachi band. We're thrilled to have that. We've not had mariachi on the Chalk It Up stage before. Adding to that diversity, all age groups, all styles of music. It's really exciting.
That's going to be fantastic. And you've got the whole list on the website, chalkitup.org.
That is correct.
Now that we've covered the music, let's get back to the chalk art. Where do you find your artists, and is it too late to get involved?
It is not too late to get involved. We encourage anybody who's interested in participating as a sponsored artist to sign up on our website. The artists volunteer their time, and we provide them with a starter kit that's worth around $50 worth of chalk, and then we assign them with a sponsor, or they can bring their own sponsor. What that means is if a business signs up to sponsor a chalk square and needs an artist, we match them with an artist to do a work of art for them. Our caveat is that the artist decides what's going to go on this canvas. And in this case, of course, the canvas is the sidewalk.
Right.
So the sponsor is really a patron of the arts. They're providing the space for the artist to create something. We do encourage the artist and the sponsor to kind of collaborate on what kind of themes they'd like to see.
Sure.
But we do ask the sponsors to let the artist do their thing and be the creative. If an artist has a local business that they are involved with or that they're friendly with, we encourage them to pair up and say, hey, why don't you be the sponsor and you get all the credit for the sponsorship and I'll be your artist and make you something great. it turns out to be a reciprocal relationship between the sponsor and the artist. They can work together, and it's beneficial for both. And then, of course, with this virtual map that we create, throughout the next year, people can go to our website and either search the sponsor, and they'll see what that sponsor did, have links out to that sponsor's social media pages and their website, and see the work of art that was created in their sponsored space, and then also have links to the artist's website or the artist's social media. So it's a way for us to have kind of that lasting footprint to thank and honor our sponsors and our artists.
That's tremendous. I can make a donation, and I can have a chalk art masterpiece created just for me. I love it.
Absolutely. You know, this year I got all my girlfriends together and said, hey, let's all pitch in 10 or 15 bucks and buy a square together. I get a chalk art, and our square is going to be called Friends of Christie. And I told the artist, you can do whatever you want, just whatever sounds like something that a bunch of good friends might enjoy. And I can't wait to see what this artist creates.
That's just great.
Using that little prompt, yes.
That's great. Well, Christy, believe it or not, we're running out of time. And but before we go, a great event like yours doesn't happen without sponsors and volunteers. So let's give your sponsors some love one more time. And can you use a few more volunteers?
We can always use a few more volunteers. And thank you for asking. We are open to anyone that would like to come and volunteer, whether it's to help with the setup. We have set it up and pack it up before and after chalk it up.
Right.
Or to help with the artist check-in, or to help with the band check-in. We have lots of places we can use extra hands. So our website, you can sign up to be a volunteer. You're allowed to check out your interest forms, and then we will get back to you and find work for you. We're also looking for people who might enjoy photography or videography that would like to help take photos and videos for us. If there are some people that are good at social media, I would love to find someone who is good at TikTok to help make us some great TikTok videos.
Sure.
We're not as skilled at that. Please reach out. And then, of course, sponsors, we would not be here if it wasn't for all of our sponsors, especially our major sponsors. Again, Downtown Partnership, SMUD, DOCO, SAC Regional Transit, and the Sacramento County Department of Parks. We're so grateful to them for all of their support. Lastly, of course, Taco Bell Cantina, a new sponsor for us. They've got their cantina spot down on 9th and K. We're so pleased to welcome them to the Chalk It Up family.
And that's where the after party is, Taco Bell Cantina.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Christy Jordan is the executive director for Chalk It Up, the annual Labor Day tradition, September 4th through the 6th at Fremont Park. Details online at chalkitup.org. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.